This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Sunday marked the 56th anniversary of a racist bombing of Birmingham's 16th Street Baptist Church. A crowd there remembered the four young black girls who lost their lives. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden spoke as well. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
At the commemoration of the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing, Lieutenant Colonel Ruth Segris, a U.S. Air Force chaplain, spoke to a crowd of congregants and elected officials. She said, "A love that forgives does not call us to forget."
"We have gathered 56 years later to continue telling the story, a story that America cannot deny and we will not allow to be forgotten."
Later in the service, former Vice President Joe Biden spoke. He said remembering the past is especially important now.
"We're in the battle for the soul of America. And here at historic 16th Street Baptist Church, there's no more powerful reminder of what's at stake."
Biden noted recent mass shootings and said the nation continues to fight what he called the domestic terrorism of white supremacy. At 10:22 a.m., church officials rang the bells to mark the exact time that the bomb exploded on September 15, 1963. They recognized Carol Robertson, Cynthia Wesley, Addie Mae Collins, and Denise McNair, the four young black girls who were killed in the explosion. Armin Bragg has been a member of the 16th Street Baptist Church for over 60 years. He says the tragedy was a defining moment.
"Oh, this is history to us. I mean, on the backs of those girls, we achieved the Voting Rights Act. So those girls have sacrificed a lot for the black community."
Bragg says he was glad to see Biden at the memorial service. He says Biden has long fought for civil rights. At the end of the service, parishioners joined hands and sang, "We Shall Overcome." Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.